From the Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, this is RCN Sports Talk Gets Wild, a Dine and Donate event to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of RCN Sports, broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Whitehall. My name is Chris Michael. So glad you could be with us tonight because we have some special guests lined up. And, of course, this is an event in cooperation with both RCN and Buffalo Wild Wings to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If you're in the Whitehall area, we hope you come on down, have some dinner, have some great wings, have some beverages, just hang out here and watch some great sports. Check out the end of our program and, of course, the NHL playoffs in full swing, MLB action tonight. Come on out here and a portion of your total bill tonight will donate that worthy charity. Before we introduce our special guest on the program tonight, this will be the first time I'm ever introducing him this way, the co-host of the program who is standing, not sitting, but standing for tonight's program, Mr. Joseph Linwood Craig. Joe, what's up? Where's your chair?
You're taking quite a chance having a person of my age stand here for an hour. This will be an experience.
Well, I know you get a lot of people mad. Is that why you don't have a chair?
No, I was chased. You told me I had to walk among the folks here and have some guests on, which we will do.
You're going to have some fun.
Which we will do. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Anytime you have kids on the show, it's fun.
All right, well,
I'd
go get lost.
I'd much rather have those. We'll be back with you a little bit later.
Yeah, find some kids for us. And now I can introduce our special guests here at the table. They are the Emmaus Field Hockey State Champions. And they, of course, are led by the legendary head coach. And, you know, on a short list of legendary head coaches, this person certainly deserves to be on that list. Sue Butz-Staven, thanks so much for joining us, Sue. Thanks for coming in for RCN Sports Talk tonight.
Thanks for having the Mass Field Hockey team tonight. It's quite a special treat to be honored. And again, we hope that you raised quite a bit of money tonight for the Leukemia Foundation.
Oh, we're so happy. We'll introduce our guests for our first half of the program here today. Joining Sue will be assistant coach Kristen Arnold, who's also the goalies coach, and Delaney Ahn and Alicia Cooperman are joining us for the first half of the program. Ladies, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.
Now,
thank you for
Sue's
having
told
us.
Me that you are great storytellers. So at any point, if you want to rip into a story and, okay. and just go off, by all means, you can do that.
Surely, of course.
Okay. Before we get to you, though, and talk about your season, I would be remiss without talking a little bit about your career. You're all-time winningest coach, not just in the Lehigh Valley, not just District 11, not just Pennsylvania, the all-time winningest field hockey coach in the entire country. And that right there is a pretty awesome attribute. You reached that mark earlier this year. First, I have to ask, and then I know you're always anxious to push the kids out in the spotlight. You don't like me asking you this question, but I have to ask you about that. What was it like to get that tremendous honor?
It was quite an award to win, and I have to be thankful for all the great athletes that have come through the program at Emmaus, because over 40 years, you can accumulate quite a record, and because we're a tradition of excellence, we always expect high expectations from the kids, and through that, they've been very successful on the field, so the numbers add up after 40 years. So I have to be very thankful and grateful also to the parents for committing to the program, everything they've done to and their sacrifices to help with the field hockey program at Emmaus.
Now, all your accomplishments, we'd run into the next two RCN programs here, so I'll just touch on a couple. 27 consecutive district titles, 30 overall, 40 conference titles, 10 state championships, 483 wins, 79 losses, 35 ties, and your team played in its 1,150. Now you took, go ahead. I think you wanted to talk about that?
Yeah, that's pretty big numbers. I mean, field hockey began in 1960 at Emmaus, and there's only been two coaches.
Yeah.
Ginny Huber was the first coach and took the first at the first state championship. She Emmaus represented, and they lost in penetration time. Tough way to lose a state championship. But this was our 11th state title.
Oh, it is 11.
Oh, 11.
I got that off the website. I got to check
that out.
That's
quite all right.
What was it like? I mean, does it get old? I mean, most coaches would be thrilled to win a district title or, you know, to get to a state championship game, to win 11 titles. How do you keep it fresh every year?
It's a new year for every group of kids that come through there. So you work for this particular senior group, and the group that they represent, the underclassmen, and we try to do everything to make it a very successful and fun season, something they'll always remember.
Yeah.
And I just think it's just our work ethics and what we expect of the individuals. It's not only the physical conditioning, but their fundamentals, and also the team unity and the family atmosphere that we have on the team.
Yeah.
Kristen, I want to ask you first about your background, because you also have some incredibly lofty individual totals, too. But talk a little bit about your background and, you know, how you came back to the Mayus program as a coach.
Sure. I graduated from Southern Lehigh High School in 2009, where I went to Westchester University and played field hockey for 4 years. My junior and senior year, we won the national championship of Division II. And then upon graduating, I was looking for a teaching job, and I had played for Coach a little bit through high school through her club program.
Yeah.
And she asked me to come back and work with the goalies, and it's been a great experience.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like for you winning a state championship and doing it in your senior year as the leaders of this historic program?
I mean, honestly, I think it's still a shock to the system. I mean, it's our dream ever since freshman year. Over the summer when we have practices, that's our goal, and we always tell the girls, you know, we're coming out here for a reason. We're coming out here to win states, and to actually accomplish that, it's amazing. It's incredible. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better group of girls to win the state championship with, especially with my best friends by my side. My senior year is a great way to end things.
Yeah, and the fact that pretty much your entire team is here speaks volumes to the chemistry. I mean, there's teams that win championships, and you try to get them together, and okay, this faction comes, this doesn't, and you know, there's little groups, but I mean, you have the whole team here.
Yeah, we're together all. So getting along is very easy. We're together throughout the entire summer, so working together is very easy.
Now, one of the questions I usually ask, is there a moment when you figure, hey, we got a chance to make a great state title run? But Emmaus is so used to winning a state championship. I mean, is there any doubt? I mean, how do you approach the year? Because, you know, you are one of the favorites year in and year out to just be one of the greatest teams in the state.
You know, I think while we come with a high expectation of excellence, we do take it step by step, game by game, because if we get ahead of ourselves, you know, things could crumble and crash. So I think we were really good at that this year by sticking together and, you know, taking it one step at a time, not getting ahead of ourselves. And I think through that, we were really able to accomplish our goals.
And how do you keep the students motivated? I mean, not just to win state titles, but, I mean, you have winning streaks and shutout streaks and just awesome numbers year after year. How do you keep the kids motivated to go out and give 150%?
We set goals through the season, and there are basic goals through the regular season, then district play and state play. And we always have that moment that we would like to be in the state playoff game. And we needed to be more prepared because in 2014, we got assassinated in the semifinal game, and we weren't really up. We didn't play our best. We didn't play as a team. We didn't stick to our strategies. So we needed to come back and make it a better experience for everybody. And we tried to go back on that given day and to say what we could do better.
Yeah. Now, Kristen, I want to ask you about being a goalie coach. And I got a quick story, too, because about 10 years, we were talking about this with Sue. I think it was about 10 years ago that Aubrey played. We were talking about goalies.
97.
That long ago. Oh, my goodness. That was a long time ago. I wish you hadn't told me that. There was a quick story that Emmaus had an unbelievable streak of shutouts. And I went and interviewed the goalie towards the end of this streak. And I said, This has got to be awesome to have this award and, you know, to pitch this many shutouts. And actually, she said, actually, it's kind of boring because my defense is so good that I kind of fall asleep during the games. And that's a testament to how good this program is. But how tough is it? Because you have stretches, too, where your defense is just in lockdown mode and your goalies have to keep their focus.
I always ask my goalie that I think the hardest position to play in the whole Lehigh Valley is the goalkeeper for Emmaus, because the only time you have to show your skill is when the game is on the line.
Yeah.
Because our defense does such a fantastic job, working with my goalie's mental game is probably the most important part, because they have to be ready to stand for 40 minutes and then act in a split second.
And what was it like as far as the defense? Because everyone talks about offense. I mean, how much is defense stressed at practice? I know that's a cornerstone of this program.
It's definitely a huge cornerstone of the program. We were one skills a lot, and we make sure that we all flow together very well.
I mean, it is a fundamental, and like Coach says, offense wins games, defense wins championships. So we always like to stick by that. And
now you're seniors. You're seniors, so I can ask you this question. What do you prefer, offense or defense?
I've played it all 4 years, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm always in the middle, so. Yeah. I mean, defense is kind of tough because you get scored on.
I mean, you don't want to be on defense, so it's nice when you're on offense, and then you're good.
Yep. There's pros and cons to both. Yeah. We love them all.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation with these fine ladies up here. I think Joe Craig has some special guests he would like to talk to right now. Joe?
Okay, thanks a lot. I am here with some of the juniors on the Emmaus field hockey team. I have two juniors right now, and we'll bring some more on. First, I want to introduce these folks. Give us your name.
Madeline Doran.
Madeline Doran and?
Meredith Shoulder.
Meredith Shoulder. Okay, Maddie, right?
Yeah.
We are affectionately known as Maddie. Couple questions for you. First of all, what position did you play?
I played midfield this season.
Okay, we had a midfield, and how about you?
I played a high forward.
Okay, that as a non-field hockey guy, that means very little to me, but I trust that you're telling me what it is. But I do know one thing's for sure. You guys are part of the best, I would say the most successful high school program in the Lehigh Valley of all those programs. Okay, what makes it so special?
We just work hard and we're a whole team, so we are as one. And we win a lot. We won the state championship this year, so.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, we have a record.
All right, and how about you? What's your off season like? I mean, it must be. This is not a 4-month program. This got to be year round.
You know, the first day we get out of school, we start off season, and we have practice every single morning in the summer except Sundays. We get off Sundays. But yeah, it's tough, but you know, I wouldn't want to do it with any other team.
All right, as a last question before we go to break, tell me about your best game you've played it personally. Maddie?
Personally was probably the Penn Manor game in the semifinals of our state tournament. I think I played pretty good defense, but as a team, I think we played so well against O&J.
All right, and who is your toughest opponent you've had to play?
In our regular season schedule, probably Stroudsburg, but once we get to the state tournament, everyone's pretty much tough, so it's hard to pick.
And how about you? What's your best game that you've played?
Most likely the O&J Roberts game in our during our season in at a conference game, just because they were actually up one on us and we were able to score on a buzzer beater corner, and we tied it, and so went into overtime and ended up winning. So that was kind of amazing.
Yeah, and you agree with her about the best opponents you've played? Give you the most trouble?
Yes. Stroudsburg, during season, they always put up a really tough fight against us. And then, you know, when it gets to the state tournament, everyone's just, you know, really, really talented.
And now with the new league set up, it's a little different. Stroudsburg's in your league, where it used to be only in the district plan. All right, we're going to take a break in just a minute. Then we're going to bring a couple more of the juniors in, and we'll be right back with you.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe Craig, standing by with more guests. Our special guests are the Emmaus field hockey team, fresh off their 11th state championship. This is all part of a Dine and Donate program between RCN and Buffalo Wild Wings to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Again, come on out here. We're raising money for a great local charity. If you can't make it out here tonight, go to the RCN TV website, rcn.com/RCNTV, for details on our next event coming up this summer. More of tonight's RCN Sports Talk Show right after this. Back to RCN Sports Talk. Gets Wild 2016, the first of 4 special summertime shows that we're broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, part of the Dine and Donate program to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our special guests, Sue Blitz, the coach of the state champion Emmaus field hockey team. We're joined again this segment by Coach Kristen Arnold and two of the seniors, Delaney Ahn and Alicia Cooperman. We're going to have some more seniors, sophomores, and freshmen coming up later in our program. Now, one of the things I want to ask you about is your practices. And as you well know, there's already on the girls' faces. They practice extremely early in the morning. And I had the pleasure of being around John Chaney, who also had 5 a.m. practices. And I asked him, of course, one time, why do you have morning practices? And he said, to terrorize the kids. Now, I'm sure you have a few more better reasons. But why do you have early morning practices? And how efficient has that been?
Well, we go with one practice during the preseason. And we actually start at 6:30 in the morning, but we get on the turf before the heat. Yeah. So we do one practice, 6:30 to 10. Some days we have weight training practice after that. But for the most part, then they have the rest of the day to enjoy. So with one practice a day, they're, you know, they rest it overnight. They get to bed early, I think. And, they're fresh in the morning. So to me, it's a good time to practice.
Chris, what are some of the reactions from the players at 5 a.m.?
I think when they first get there, they all look a little bit like zombies. But as soon as we get them warmed up and going, I think it's good because they're not worried about being hot and tired. They're there, they work hard, and then they're done.
Yep. Now, again, you're seniors, so you're not coming back, so you can say whatever you like here. But how much do you look forward to practicing at 5 a.m.?
I mean, look forward to wouldn't be the phrase I would go for. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's nice because it is out of the heat, but yeah. I've never been a morning person my entire life. You can ask my parents. They'll attest to that. But it definitely did help me with that. So there's always a positive to every negative.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to, like, get it over with in the morning. Like she said, with the heat, like, it gets very hot in the summer, so yeah. I like that part of it. But waking up is not fun, so...
Now, Coach, I know, has you very involved in team-building activities. And what were some of the other things you've done over your careers at Emmaus as far as...
We went laser tagging this past year and then go-karting 2 years ago.
Every summer, we also have a camp that we all go to as a group, and we can do a lot of bonding there. You know, in the evening times, we'll play games together, get to know one another. So that's just another way that we bond.
And we're also with each other every day of the summer because of practices, so that's...
We bond every day, pretty much.
Now, what's it like? I mean, you don't have your success without a lot of hard work. And unfortunately, I run into teams and programs elsewhere that, you know, you'll have students that say, you know, coach made us work for 15 extra minutes, or we had to run laps, so I quit the team. What is it like to get this dedication and have it reciprocated? Because, you know, you set the ground rules, and, you know, they have to respond, too. So what's it like to continue to push these kids and then see them excel?
Well, I'm a very punctual person, and I like to try to keep everything on time. The girls understand that. And when 10 o'clock comes around, they know they're going to be off the field. So I think they know their time segment. During the summer, the seniors are in charge of the conditioning programs and the workouts on the field. We do have a game manager that's there, but they're basically, they're running the drills during the summer. They have team runs. They do fartlek running on the track and interval running. And they also go to St. Luke's for power and agility and speed workouts with John Graham. So, but we look to the senior class, and they've done an excellent job. And you can always go back to our most successful seasons, that your captains and your senior leadership has a direct relationship on how you're going to do in your season. And I have to give Coop and Delaney, Charlie and Paige and Laura a lot of extra special gratitude for what they did to bring this team along.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, as you know, you can say things over and over, but if a senior says it to, you know, a freshman, you know, you got to work, you got to do this, you got to do that, sometimes that can, you know, work wonders for a program. So that's a testament to you. You know, what's it like for you working, you know, you're newer than in this coaching profession than Sue, but what's it like working with these seniors?
I think from my perspective is that kind of work ethic and dedication is something that's bred over time, and I think every senior class instills it on the younger grades, and I think they've done such a phenomenal job of doing that and telling them the importance of not just working hard every day, but the importance of upholding the standard that is Emmaus field hockey and working to that standard. And I think this senior class in particular did an awesome job at that.
Yeah. So what are some of your memories? Obviously, the state championship is first and foremost, but what are some of those fun moments during the course of the season that you'll remember?
Definitely winning back the EPC championship. My junior year, we lost that, so that was huge for us this year. Yeah.
I personally, I was in charge of cage talks this year, so, game, We go together in the cage, and I give a little speech. And I just always loved doing that because it was my little way to, like, pump everybody up before the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's lots of memories we have. It's hard to pick some.
Hey, you said lost. How do you accept the loss? I mean, there's so few of them. I mean, what do you do? Do you just, like, you know, cry? Or I mean, you know, how do you deal with it?
I don't know. I had a strange reaction. I can't remember if I actually cried or not. But I knew that we just had to get right back in it and go for the district championship and, you know,
it gives you more revenge. Sorry. It gives you more motivation to win back the next year and then your district championship and keep going with
your
season.
Your focus is definitely, you know, headstrong. You are in it. You realize what you did wrong. You realize that you're getting off track, if anything, and it helps you a lot. So I think it was a good thing rather than a bad thing.
And I have to come back and give the coaches credit for having that mentality. I mean, you when you lose, things can happen. You can get down on yourself and give up. Or you can take that attitude and try to improve. And, you know, every time I talk to an Emmaus field hockey senior over the years, they always say, well, that one loss, we weren't happy about it. We want to make sure we never have another one.
Well, as an individual, you only learn through adversity. And sometimes when you don't play your best on the field, you can look back and say, what could we have done better as a team or an individual that would have made the difference of the outcome of the game? So I think you learn from that. You take that to the next step. We used that loss in the conference last year to go through for through districts, and then we got into the state tournament. So, and then we also, as a motivation this year, we always want to get to the state championship, and they always have a target in their back just being for the district championship.
Yeah.
And that's always a heavy burden for each team that comes there. And I don't really mention that. I don't. I just look at it as another game.
Yeah.
And we try to prep the girls through game analysis, looking at game film to prepare them for the team that we're going to play. And they're different set pieces, so we know how to, for our defense, how to combat our opponents, whether we have to man somebody throughout a game, or the defense, or even our offensive setup, and what corners and what defensive corners that we're going to run. And so they're all part of all the set pieces on the field.
What do you do with that in relating to players? Because if just about any other team from the Lehigh Valley beats Emmaus, that is like the greatest thing to you know, beat Emmaus. And that's got to be tough too for, you know, your kids to see. You lose the games, you know, so what? You come back tomorrow. But is that kind of sometimes difficult to relate to kids? To see another team celebrate or get all hung up if they even tie you?
Yeah, it's difficult to watch because you care about these kids so much because you work with them so closely. I think the really great thing about these kids is I didn't have to say anything. Coach didn't have to say anything, and they said it all for us. They were the ones who took that loss and built from it and learned from it, and I heard them say this year, that's not happening again. And the older kids instilled that in the younger kids, and we didn't have to say a thing, and I think that's such a testament to the job Coach has done developing this program and a testament to the leaders that our upperclassmen are.
Before we go over to Joey, standing by, I believe, with some more players, but I want to get your thoughts on where you're going to school next year, and are you going to be continuing your field hockey careers?
I'm going to Dickinson College. It's in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and I will be continuing my field hockey career.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as well, will be continuing my field hockey career, but I'm going down south to James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
That's a fun school.
It's
a great campus.
School. Thank you. Yes, it's beautiful. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we're going to send it over to Joe Craig. I believe he's standing by with a few of the Emmaus field hockey sophomores this time around. Joe?
Now, Chris, a few more juniors we're going to talk to, but first let me introduce.
My name is Kira Kohler.
Okay, Kira, a couple questions for you. First of all, what position did you play this year?
I play a forward position.
Forward. And let me ask you this. Being part of such a special program, and it really, truly is a special program, how's it feel to be part of that? I mean, to have that legacy every year.
It's absolutely incredible. Every time we step on the field, you're not just like one player on the team. You represent the entity of Emmaus field hockey, and to be a part of that legacy during a high school career is absolutely fantastic.
It truly is. I'm sure it must be. And one last question for you. Who do you think gives you the most trouble locally? Do you agree with the others about Stroudsburg, or is there somebody else you think is also really good?
I would definitely say Stroudsburg, just because they actually took the EPC conference title last year, so everybody was really excited to play them this year, so we always kind of have our eye out for them.
and they have a solid program. Now that you're in the same league, it makes it even more effective. All right, we're going to go to another young lady, and your name?
I'm Brittany Morgan.
Okay, Brittany, I'll give you the same questions. First of all, what positions do you play?
I play forward.
Okay, you're four, and you're a junior. You got one more year. How does it feel to be part of such a special program? I mean, I everybody would say, oh, yeah, it feels good. But, I mean, you got to have a real pride in being part of this program.
Yeah, it feels amazing. It's a great pleasure to play for this team and under the coach. And everything that we do is all part of the team. And all we do is work together and all play as a team. And it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I guess it's also tough having to wear that circle with the X on your back every game because everybody's looking to get you.
Yeah, it definitely is. We always have to play our best and do the best we can every single game and try and beat those teams that are trying to get us.
Okay, last quick question. Best team you play?
I think it's definitely Stroudsburg, but also Parkland gives us a big struggle because of the Emmaus-Parkland rivalry.
All right, great. Thanks, girls. We'll go back to Chris. Chris, it's back to you.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Last minute here with head coach Sue Butt-Staven, coach Kristen Arnold, Delaney Ahn, and Lieberman. Before we go to our break, and girls, thanks so much for coming here, and I know we're going to bring in some other players, but before we go, I just want to give you a moment to talk about any lasting memories you have and ask you about four overtime games this year. I mean, I know a lot of times you're blowing out teams, but you had some very stellar games this year, especially, of course, the state championship, so about those things.
Yeah, I think overtime is actually one of our strong suits this year. We had a really fast, strong, powerful team. So it was almost as if when you got to overtime, at least for me, I was almost more confident. I was like, oh, I think we kind of have this one. It was kind of, I don't know. Okay, sorry, I don't know. Just personally, that's what I thought. But yeah, it was awesome because we actually won all three of our championship games for EPC District and State Championship in overtime. And I just think that's incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything, Delaney, you want to add to that?
I'm good. She said it all.
Okay. All right, well, thanks so much. Congratulations on another state championship. Best of luck in your college careers.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're going to ask Sue and Kristen to stay with us here at the main table. We're going to bring in some more seniors. Joe's going to be interviewing some more juniors, sophomores, and freshmen with the Emmaus field hockey team when we continue with this live edition of RCN Sports Talk broadcasting from Buffalo Wild Wings in Whitehall.
Hairstyling for tonight's program has been provided by Barry Acid and Crowning Glory Haircutters, located on Main Street in Whitehall, just off the top of Eagle Point. Call 610-261-1630 for an appointment.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, broadcasting live Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. Our special guests are the Emmaus Field Hockey State Championship Team, and our Dine and Donate program tonight is benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'd like to thank everyone that has come here tonight. A portion of your meal bill will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, so we're so glad that people could participate. If you want more information about this show or any other programs we're going to have over the summer to donate and help out local charities, go to rcn.com/rcntv. We have more information about our special Buffalo Wild Wing shows all summer long. Before we introduce our special guest here for segment three, Joe Craig is standing by with some more outstanding Emmaus juniors.
Okay, so I have three more juniors to talk to, and then we'll move on. And you are?
I'm Morgan Teets.
Okay, Morgan, and I'll ask you the same question I asked the others. What position did you play?
I'm a left mid.
Okay, tell me, honest reaction, how does it feel to be a part of this kind of a program? That's the best, I said in the Valley, probably in the state.
Yeah, it's really special. It's a great feeling. I mean, the team is so close, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and everybody, I'm sure every school spends a lot of time practicing. You guys are, you're so much better than everybody else generally. What makes it so different? What do you do year-round that's so different?
I think it's because we're so close. I mean, we're waking up at 5 in the morning, and you learn so much about a person at 5:30 running sprints with each other. So I think it's just the bond we have with each other, and we work so well together.
So you're doing this a lot all year long.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Okay, let's introduce a couple more girls. Your name is?
Maddie Dill.
Okay, Matt. We had a lot of Maddies on this team. Maddie, let me ask you that question first. What position do you play?
Defense.
She's a defender. Okay, I can tell that. I used to coach defense myself. I'm not infield hockey. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked her. What makes this program so good?
I think, like Morgan said, we're all very close, and waking up at 5 a.m., we get very close over the summer, and all the time we spend together and all the team bonding, it really makes us like a family, and we work well together on the team, and it shows.
It sure does. Let me ask you this. Who's the best team that you think locally? The others have gone with Stroudsburg. Do you still think they're among the best, or is there somebody else that you also believe?
I think Stroudsburg. I think Parkland is a tough rivalry because of just our schools rivals against each other, but I'd say Stroudsburg too.
All right, appreciate that. Now, why don't we have you two switch, and we're going to bring one more person in. And your name?
I'm Rachel Almendinger.
Oh, Rachel, there's a name I can remember. Rachel, all right. Rachel. And what position, Rachel?
I play defense.
Oh, you're also a defender. And I'll ask you this question too. What's your reaction to why this program is so good?
I think it's the commitment that everyone makes, because I think together we push each other, and all waking up early in the morning, that helps. And I think that just we're so close, we're able to tell each other when we need to work on something, and just the team just helps each other out.
Well, you know, being from Bethlehem, we used to think it was something in the water in Emmaus, because the field hockey has always been so competitive. Let me ask you this question. Great teams in the area. There's a couple of really good programs. A lot of them also mentioned Stroudsburg, and we know they are. What other programs do you think are coming up and giving you more trouble?
I think Northampton also. They were really good last year, so I think they have a chance of getting better and better each year.
Do you ever get to see some of the teams in the Colonial League, like Southern Lehigh or any of those teams? Do you ever get to see them?
No, we don't usually play them, but they're all very good as well. But
Do you play off-season tournaments and things in field hockey too?
Yeah, in the summer we do a lot of tournaments, and we coach ourselves, and it's very, I don't know, it brings us together, and the seniors are leading it, so the underclassmen really get to see the leadership and pick who could be a good captain, and yeah.
Yeah, and next year you're going to be seniors, and let me ask each of you real quick, what do you see next year for yourselves? I don't mean the team's going to be good and win this, win that, but how do you feel going from juniors to being the leaders, the real leaders?
I think it'll be tough, but I think we're a really big, strong group of seniors, and we're really close, so I think it'll be good.
How about you? Same thing?
Yeah,
Pretty much
the same, yeah.
I'd be unusual if one of you would say, I don't think we're going to be very good leaders. How about you?
I think as a class, we all work really hard, and we're pretty good together, so I think it'll be interesting. I think it'll be great to watch.
Well, appreciate it. Girls, thanks an awful lot. Appreciate it. Congratulations. Have a great, great year next year. We're going to take it back to Chris now, and we're going to bring some sophomores up here in just a few minutes.
All right. Sounds very good, Joe. And we're here at the main table with the Emmaus head field hockey coach, Coach Kristen Arnold, and we're joined for the second half of our program by Paige Garloff and Carly Philpin. Ladies, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Real quick, the big question, of course, is what was it like not only winning a state championship this year, but being seniors on this tremendous program?
It was definitely the best way to possibly go out. We definitely went out with a bang, and one of the greatest moments so far.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was really amazing because one of our goals was to win states, and we were just working so hard for it, and to accomplish that was awesome.
Yep. Now, how do you go through, because you start very early in the season. Sue had said the students get together over the summer in practice. So when kids are going out on summer vacations and, you know, everything else that goes on with proms in June, I mean, you get to work as soon as all that's over. So what's that like coming together as a team with just the players?
Oh, yeah, we definitely start right after school ends. It's hard to get up every morning when you hear everyone sleeping in, but it's it makes sense. I mean, winning that state championship, it all was worth it, and I don't regret any of it, and definitely don't miss any of it.
Yep.
I think one of the best parts is, like, we hold each other accountable, so we're up for each other, and we want to practice with each other because we're always together, so we might as well make the best out of it.
Yep. Now, that's another important life lesson you learn by being in this program is holding people accountable, too. Could you talk about how you kind of police, you know, the freshmen? Do you freshman to come in or an eighth grader and say, hey, you know, here's our long list of accomplishments. Here's what we've done, just so you know what you're stepping into. Do you ever have to do that?
No. I mean, they know in middle school they hear about us already, and they know about the program. And you walk into our gym if we have an indoor practice because it's raining, and you look up and you have 10 banners hanging with state championship names on it. That's our list.
Yeah. Kristen, I don't suppose you have to remind any kids, too. I mean,
no, not at all.
Yeah. So you were telling me a great story, too, and I knew you coached other sports. I didn't know how many other sports you coached. So would you mind telling the story of all that you've coached over the years, and how did you first start at Emmaus as the field hockey coach?
Well, I came to Emmaus in 1976. They were looking for a field hockey coach, and I just returned home from teaching in Australia, and I was actually looking for a teaching job, but they saw on my resume that I had coached field hockey. And after 2 weeks of phone calls, I finally decided to give it a shot, and knowing that Ginny Huber had such an amazing record at Emmaus. But through all that, I also had the opportunity to coach junior high gymnastics, high school gymnastics, junior high basketball. I coached high school softball for 6 seasons. And then when sports became year-round, I had to give up softball. I just couldn't, time-wise, dedicate myself to...
I'm exhausted with all those things you coached.
So, it all works out. You know what the sacrifices that you have to make to be a champion. And we try to take it in small steps. But we prepare the girls for this. And when the girls were talking about the junior high kids coming through, a lot of those girls are ball girls during the season, so they're on the sideline with us through our home games and postseason games. So they get to sense what they're coming into. The girls in August, September, and part of October also coach and officiate the Lower Macungie Youth Association program. So in that regard, they know what it's like, the challenges that they have to coach individuals, and even their frustration points. They have to learn how to work through it because it's all just part. Yeah. It's all part of it.
Now, you put smiles on your faces when she was running down that list. What's it like? You know, some of the memorable moments off the field that you participate in, either with the team building or the community events.
I mean, with Emmaus field hockey, it's all about team bonding, and without that, I don't think our team would be the way it is today. I mean, we go to summer camps. Like she said, we coach with the little girls. From the end of June until the end of season, we are all together every single day. And we even have a homeroom together, so we're all together.
Yeah, the LMIA girls, they're, like, fun. And it is definitely a different perspective from, like, being coached. And it kind of helps you, like, learn how to be more coachable when in season.
Yep. All right, we're going to continue the conversation with these ladies in just a moment. Joe Craig is standing by. I believe he has a few sophomores from the Emmaus field hockey team. We'll see what Joe has lined up for us. You know, you talk about people. And maybe you could give a few lessons to Joe. He's over there hubnobbing and rubbing elbows with important people. All right, now he's finally ready. Joe Craig with our special guest. Joe?
Thank you very much. You got two sophomores now, 10th graders, and your name is?
Allison Johnston.
Allison Johnston. Allison, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, easy ones. What positions did you play?
Midfield.
Midfield and varsity, or did you play a little both? Both. That's great. I got to ask you, you're one of the younger ones. How does it feel being entering into a really solid program like this one as a younger player?
Well, it's definitely scary, but it's like an amazing experience. I was just so proud to like play with such amazing players, and I got to look up to some like really great people.
Do the upperclassmen take care of the younger ones pretty much? Not too much of the fun stuff, but they really indoctrinate you into the program?
Yes, definitely. They're so supportive to us, and I've had like a great big sister, Delaney, and they're all just so nice, and I'm so glad I got to know them.
Well, that's super. All right, we got another young lady to talk to, and your name is?
Olivia Krogermeyer.
Olivia, what's your last name?
Krogermeyer.
Okay, I got that. I thought you said cold miner. I was going to say. All right, Olivia, let me ask you a couple questions. One, what position did you play?
Midfield.
A midfielder, and she's a little nervous, and that's okay. Let me ask you the question also. You're being part of this kind of a program. You're young. You're getting into the program. You're probably – did you play as a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in your second year. You got two more to go. How does that feel, being part of such a great program?
It's a true honor. Like, Our coach is very great, and we're getting better every year, and it's just exciting to play with a great team.
Yeah, and you do have great coaching, but you also have great preparation. You kids have, I know this is a 12-month-a-year program. What's the offseason like for you?
Well, it's a lot of going to the gym and doing runs, like team runs every morning. We wake up at like 6 a.m. every day in the summer, and we only have off on Sundays, but we're like always like having team bonding activities, so it's a lot.
So that's one of the ways. And how about in the wintertime? What's the winter like?
We participate in NITs, and coach has a place down in Cutsdown, and we just play indoor a couple nights a week.
So you stay busy all year round, huh? That's great. And one last question for you, and I'll ask you as sophomores, most competition in the league that you get?
Definitely Stroudsburg and Parkland.
Stroudsburg. Same. All right, well, we're going to switch to two more people. So let's have these young ladies pass behind me, and we'll bring two more young ladies up, and we're going to talk to them, also sophomores, one on this side, one on this side. All right, how you doing? And I love the bright, bubbly faces that these young ladies have. Okay, your name?
Emily Ingalls.
And this one I could tell is trouble. I could tell by her. She's the bubbly one. All right. And let me ask you a quick real question. What position do you play?
Midfield.
Okay. And you're a sophomore. A lot expected for the next 2 years. You realize it's the best program in the state. What's it take to be part of that?
It's a lot of hard work and dedication, but honestly, the upperclassmen really take you under your wing, and just a really good experience for everyone around.
That's great. And let me ask this young lady your name.
Chloe Tostevin.
Okay, Chloe. Let me ask you also, what position do you play?
Defense.
You're a defender. Okay, you're a little small for defense, aren't you? All right. And let me ask you also, what's your impressions of being in a program like this as such a young player?
It's a great experience. I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking coming in, like being a freshman, but honestly, the upperclassmen, they're great. They really, like, teach you how to, like, the ins and outs of the program, and it just gets better and better every year, so.
Yeah. Is the off-season as strenuous as I believe it is?
It's a lot of work, but it pays off, especially, like, playing in the state game. It's a lot of fun.
And again, I'll ask you real quick. We're almost out of time here. How's it feel running around with that circle with the X on your back? Because everybody's gunning for you.
Yes. It's nerve-wracking, but it's definitely a really good experience, and it's worth it.
Great. And one more for you?
It's a great experience. I mean, like, I don't know. I think...
It's anticipation knowing it's coming, right? All right, girls, thank you so much. We're going to go back to Chris. Chris, we'll take it back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. I know we're coming up against our last break of the evening, but Kristen's going to be leaving us during our commercial here. But she has a couple questions that she would like to ask Paige, the goalie, and Kristen, of course, is the goalie coach. So I'm turning over the program to Kristen Arnold to ask questions here.
Sure. The first thing that I want to say is how proud and impressed I am with how you stepped up in your first year as a starting goalkeeper. Mentally, it's one of the hardest things to do, and you did a phenomenal job. But I would like you to tell us a little bit about your evolution from our first game, the scrimmage against Crestwood, to the state championship.
It was definitely a turn of events. Coming in as a three-year bench warmer, we'll just call it. Our first scrimmage against Crestwood, we lost pretty significantly, and definitely was a shutdown on my confidence at the time. But we went back to the drawing board, and I feel like I improved very much over the months. And with Kristen's help and coaches, I went from that to a shutout in a state championship game. So,
wow. Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Kristen, do you have any other questions? Any good gossip or stories behind the scenes about Paige as a goalie? And
I can just reiterate again how impressed I am with her. I always used to look at her when she was a junior, and I was like, on any other team, you'd be a starting goalkeeper. And for an athlete to stick with it and work so hard for so many years when you're not getting that much time in games, yeah. And to come out, and I think your senior season made all that work worth it. It was phenomenal.
For sure.
All right. Well, Kristen, thank you very much for coming. Great job with that interview. If you want to ever co-host the program, we can just fire Joe anytime you want. All right. We're going to be back. Paige and Carly are going to stick around. Sue's going to stick around as well. Final segment of RCN Sports Talk is straight ahead. Welcome back to the final segment of RCN Sports Talk. It has been a fast-moving show. Lots of people here. We're so thankful for RCN and Buffalo Wild Wings to partner together. I want to introduce here some breaking news. A new coach has been added to this staff, Allison Haas. And Allison, could you talk a little bit about your background and what does it mean to take over this or become part of this historic program?
Alrighty, well, I was actually a student at Emmaus and played on the Emmaus field hockey team back in 2008 to 2012. Mm-hmm. And then from there I went on to the University of Richmond and played there actually under a player who played for coach Gina Lucido. So had an amazing field hockey experience, to say the least. And I'm so excited within the last few weeks. Coach contacted me, we got everything set, and I'm so excited to work with these girls. So,
I was going to ask you if there's any rituals that Sue puts you through, or you got to wash your car or anything like that. But Paige, I want to ask you about a story. You have a great story about Stroudsburg, who has become one of the other main powers here in the Lehigh Valley. So could you tell us your story?
Yes, I had to number 13, Jen, and I only really knew her as number 13 because I knew I had to make sure I was in front of her and I didn't let her get the ball because when she got the ball, she would score. So the coaches like helped me prepare for it, and we watched game film, and it was just like a really big game that we need to win. So.
Yeah, that's fun. There's some great moments from the Emmaus field hockey team, fresh off their state championship. We're going to send it back to Joe one more time with a few more interviews. Joe?
Okay, thank you. We're back here now. We've got a couple freshmen with us. Let me introduce one, and your name is?
Riley Boffman.
Riley. Okay, Riley, I'm going to ask you a question now. You're a ninth grader. How long have you been pointing yourself toward being part of this great program? And this isn't a new thing for you, I'm sure.
No, sir. I started when I was in second grade, so I've been always looking forward to playing at the high school.
And you have quite a legacy to follow. You know, it's such a 20, 25 years of great program. But you started in second grade?
Yes, sir. I played, actually did the LMIA program with the high school girls as my coaches when I was younger. So I always wanted to be just like them.
Oh, that's great. And what position do you play?
I'm a forward.
A forward. Okay, we have another young lady here. And your name?
Kayla Kistart.
Okay, let me ask you this. Same question. How long have you been looking forward to getting to be part of this program?
Since fourth grade. My mom got me into it because her and her mom actually played.
So this in Emmaus, I don't think it's true everywhere, but that's it goes back quite a ways. How about the best team now as freshman? Did you get any varsity time?
Yeah, I played a couple games and I got in the state championship game. Yes.
How did you react to Stroudsburg?
Oh, they were really good competitive players. So.
Well, they have a great program. They were have always been a great program up in the mountain area. Super. And do you get any varsity time?
Yeah, I also played in quite a few games, and I got to play in the state game as well.
Oh, that's a note out to all the other coaches in the Valley. These are freshmen, and they're playing in meaningful games. Great job, girls. Appreciate you being with us. If you pass behind me, and we'll bring the other two young ladies on board. Thank you. I have the best job in the world because I get to be with all these great kids, and it makes it a little tough. Come on a little closer together, girls. We won't make you too nervous. And your name is?
Joy Muller.
Joy. Okay, Joy, I'm going to ask you, what position, first of all, did you play?
I play defense or forward.
Defense or forward. And how long have you been looking forward to being part of this program? Are you a newcomer to the sport, or have you been with it for a while?
I've been playing since second grade, and ever since then, I've wanted to be a part of the Emmaus field hockey program.
I guess kids in Emmaus grow up. Girls must grow up and say, hey, that's a program I want to be part of.
Absolutely.
And you got along great with all the older kids. They take you under their wing a little bit.
Yep, they really help us come through, and they help us a lot transitioning and everything like that.
And let's introduce one more young lady. Your name?
I'm Casey Patton.
Okay, Casey, did you get any varsity time this year?
Yeah.
You did. And what drove you to being part of field hockey? How long has it been since you started the sport, and what made you want to be part of it?
I've been playing since first grade, and ever since, I've like always wanted to be a part of the Emmaus field hockey, and it's a true honor.
Well, that's great. And you're playing for a legendary coach. You both know that. First of all, what position did you play?
I play forward.
So you're a forward. Being part of this coach with, again, a legendary coach, as I've said before, the buzz around school in the fall is – football's big. We know that. Soccer's big. We know that. We go to tennis. But got to be field hockey on the minds of a lot of students.
Absolutely. They help us a lot.
Yeah, I would think you get a lot of support, I would imagine. Do you appreciate that? So I'm sure you appreciate it, but do you see a lot of support from your classmates?
Definitely. They all come to our games and support us.
Listen, it's been great having you with us, and it's been wonderful having all of the Emmaus field hockey players with us. It's a great program. We wish you all the best next year as you'll be sophomores, and your role will get bigger and bigger as you go along. All right, we're going to go back to Chris and finish our show. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. I want to ask Paige and Carly before they leave here, and we have to wrap up, your plans in the fall.
I'm at Alvernia University in Reading, and I'm going to be studying athletic training.
Yep. And I will be studying international business at the Catholic University of America, and I will be playing field hockey.
Yep. All right, well, thanks for being here. Allison, thanks so much, and welcome to the staff. Sue, I had about 13 more questions I was going to ask you, but we only have a minute left. You've been doing it for over four decades now. Is there one thing, it's probably unfair to ask you with 30 seconds, but has there been one thing that has kind of, you know, all the changes and all the evolution of the sport, one thing that kind of sticks in your mind or something that you've noticed over the years about the sport of field hockey?
Well, the sport's become more progressive. It's quicker, it's faster. I think it's more enjoyable for athletes to play on turf versus grass. And for our atmosphere, what our parents do for our program to make it fun and enjoyable, a lot of heart goes out to them for what they do and their commitment to Emmaus field hockey. And I have to thank the girls, the coaching staff, for all their dedication. It's a tremendous experience. They keep you challenged every day. It's a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Paige, you were nodding there. Now, we only have 10 seconds, but do you want to say something else?
No, it was just a great part of this for 4 years.
Well, it was a great honor to have you on. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Our thanks to Sue Butt-Staven and the entire Emmaus field hockey team and their state championship season. It's been a lot of fun. For Joe, I'm Chris. We'll see you again next time on RCN Sports Talk. Good night, everyone.